Hi guys, welcome to Time with Tracy, and this is your girl Tracy speaking. Welcome to your new favorite radio show on UMFM 101.5, airing every Tuesday, 5:30 p.m. Let's get into it. Happy Tuesday, everyone. If you are just from work, I hope you had an amazing day at work. If you are just heading to work, I hope you have an amazing night at work. This is your new favorite show. Here we are going to talk about all about mental health. Is there any question you had about mental health? I'll answer it. Do you think the question is absurd? I'll definitely answer it. Do you think the question is too easy? I'll definitely answer it. Basically, we are going to be breaking down everything and anything when it comes to mental health. And I hope you guys are as excited as I am for this show. First things first, we are going to be airing every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. on UMFM 101.5. But if you are not able to tune in live, you can go to umfm.com, right to their menu, select programming, click on my show Time with Tracy, and you'll be able to download any of the past broadcasts that have been out, and you'll be able to catch yourself up at any time, anywhere, as long as you have internet, of course. Yes. So honestly, I've been, you know, banging my head and scratching my head, wondering what is the first topic for this radio show. What can I, you know, dive into first? And it wasn't so easy to find a topic, but of course, when you do your research and sometimes you come across stuff and you're like, you know what, I think this is perfect. So when it comes to mental health, everyone tells us to prioritize our mental health, you know, try to get help. If you need counseling, you can always find counseling. Everyone is giving you different resources, different places you can get all this stuff to help you in your mental health. But the thing is, when you do not know what to monitor, when you do not know what looks healthy, what looks concerning, what am I supposed to monitor when it comes to my mental health? Hence, if there is no differences that you're seeing, if there is nothing for you to monitor, then how are you going to end up keeping track? So first topic for our first episode is, how can you monitor your mental health? What is healthy? What is concerning? When I see this, is this concerning? Is this something that's normal? Is this healthy? I guess let's find out. First of all, when it comes to our mental health, one thing that I always tell people, mental health is actually very individual. That's why you might find that so many times people can go through the same trauma, it might not be the same exact thing to a T, but it could be so similar that you'd expect the same symptoms or the same effects on these two different people, but it doesn't happen just because of how mental health affects us individually, even if we have similarities along the way. So to make this very easy to follow, we are going to break down this question in smaller sub questions. For example, who can monitor our mental health? Who should monitor your mental health? First of all, one thing that I'll give is a specific resource that I know can help anyone regardless. The Mental Health Commission of Canada has this resource called the Working Mind COVID-19 Self-Care and Resilience Guide. So this guide gives you a couple of questions regarding your emotional self, your behavior, your physical self, your cognitive behavior, and all this. And it has like color indicators of like green, red, whereby after answering all these questions, you look at yourself on these indicators and it shows you, oh, you're doing amazing, or you might need some help, or I think you should see a a facilitator or get some help. And I feel like that's a very good resource in case you don't want to overindulge into asking yourself questions, or you just need help kind of finding out, am I okay? How is my mental health? And then one other thing that I feel like we overlook is friends and family. Friends and family will always monitor your mental health in ways that you might not even realize. So many times we have our friends coming and they'll be like, are you okay? You have been quiet for the past 2 weeks. You used to love going to the gym. How come you're not going to the gym? You used to love playing video games, but you don't play video games anymore. You used to love, going outside. You used to love swimming. You used to love watching series, but you're not doing all this stuff. You do not seem fine. And most times we get defensive about such questions. But I think if we take a step back and we are like, oh, I actually used to love going to the gym. How come I do not want to go there anymore? Or I used to love waking up at 7 a.m., watching the sun rise if you are an early morning person unlike me. And these change in habits sometimes are actually very good ways that we can see that something is wrong. Are we just changing? Are we stressed? Are we burnt out? And sometimes we might not even notice it, but our friends, our family members might notice it. So instead of you taking such questions as attacks or someone being too observative, you can just sit down, even if you're not so close to that person to the extent that you'll sit down with them and try to figure out what's happening. You could sit down by yourself and take some time for yourself and figure out why am I changing? Is there something that's wrong? Has it just been a coincidence? And that's one of the tips you can find out. Then the most important person who can monitor our mental health is ourselves. Just like I said that friends and family usually notice the changes in our schedules, the changes in our day-to-day lives, the same exact way you can also notice the changes in your day-to-day lives. If you are a person who always sleeps at 10 p.m. because you love your rest, you love your sleep, and now you find yourself sleeping at 4 a.m. in the morning, that's a very big drastic change. It's not the same as 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. or even if we push it 12 p.m. But 4 a.m. is such a big drastic change for a person who is always sleeping at 10 p.m. So that's something that you just don't want to let slide. If it's not like a one day thing, maybe you went to party, you are enjoying a series that was so new and you needed to catch up. Those are like outliers. So we are not using that to measure. But like if you're failing to fall asleep as you normally used to, sometimes it just needs you to take a step back and see how were you before. If you are a person who loves routine, you had your routine, you used to go through it, you know, wake up in the morning, have breakfast, go for a run, have a fruit, a snack, and all these things, and that's not what you're doing now. Are you okay with that? Did you decide to change how you were before? And that's very important, because the truth is, no one in the world knows us better than ourselves. So which means no one in the world is going to know even the smallest changes, because there will always be changes that your friends and your family will miss. If you're a person who used to take 2-3 beers a week and now you're taking 10 beers a week, is it for a social gathering, or are you just stressed out that every time you find yourself drinking all these beers and it looks out of hand? Honestly, that's all it takes. You're taking a step back and looking through yourself and you're like, what's happening? That's how you can monitor your health, and that's how you can monitor your mental health in general. So I guess you're wondering, Yes, you're saying that's how I can monitor my mental health, but it's so much harder to keep up with nowadays. Like, the days go by you. You have work, you have kids, you have maybe your sister's kids, you have projects you're working on, you have very many different things that sometimes you lose track of the stuff you are doing through the day, or you lose track of how you are feeling through the day. So I'm going to give you some tips for when it comes to that. First of all, this is like the 101 when it comes to the books and when it comes to monitoring yourself, keeping track of yourself as a human being: journaling. I cannot emphasize how important journaling is. So many times we can go through emotions, go through a very nice, important day, and when we journal it down, it's like we are kind of keeping our emotions in that book. We are keeping our memories in that book. So you can always journal. If you see that you're feeling moody on some days and you're feeling okay on other days, I mean, keeping track of it in your journal. If you have a journal whereby every day you'll at least write how you're feeling in the morning and how you feel in the evening, that is perfect to keep track of. Am I doing okay? Or I'm usually happy in the morning, but in the evenings I do not feel so good. Or I'm usually very okay in the mornings, but I'm usually not doing so well in the mornings, and in the evenings I'm very okay. So journaling is one of the best. And also, I have seen so many applications that have these, because I know for some people you might not want to carry a book every time. And nowadays, yes, I know phones are very convenient, phones can be carried, phones are flexible, phones are mobile, and there are so many apps that help you keep track of your moods. They're like usually called mood trackers. So these are very important. These are some of the easiest and very easy to use. For example, I could give an example of MoodFit. I have used it once and it was actually really good. And there are so many other different types of apps. You can always put them into your app store and, you know, try to figure out which one you like, which one is easier for you, which one looks very appealing for you. But obviously remember that these are not tools that you can use to diagnose yourself. These are just supposed to help you keep track, and if you see something that's worrying, you can always talk to a counselor or talk to a therapist and find some actual professional help. These are just tools that are supposed to help you get to know yourself much better. Another tool that I'll tell you that could help you monitor your mental health is an accountability partner. If you are a person that's already married, that could be your husband, or it could be your best friend, it could be your mom, it could be your dad, it could be your sister, it could be your cousin, it could be your classmate, it could be your therapist. And this is someone that is going to check up with you, and when they ask you, hey, how are you? You're not just going to say fine just because you're an autopilot to say fine. You will actually answer with so much honesty. And sometimes, maybe that's the best therapy that we need. Talking to someone that we are comfortable with. So many people say that, yes, when I talk about stuff, I do feel much better. When I cry about stuff, I do feel much better. And maybe when you talk or you cry about something with this trusted person that you're having, with their support, sometimes you are actually able to figure out that, hey, maybe I need to see a professional, that, hey, maybe I could do this to make my life better. So I guess we've gone through how we can monitor our mental health. And I guess you're wondering, what if I check my mental health and, you know what, I'm good to go, I'm still okay, I feel like I'm still good to go, so what next after that? The one thing I've noticed about mental health is that it's a continuum. Just because you're okay today, it doesn't mean that something might not happen tomorrow and help, and it could kind of shake your stability. For mental health is about practicing. Always try to find coping strategies now, in that if you get used to them earlier, when something happens, you already have your armor set to go. So This could include, you know, doing some yoga, doing meditation. If you don't like to do meditation alone, you could use some applications like Calm, of course. Doing yoga, doing meditation, going for a run, painting, knitting, so many things. And when you find your groove, when it comes to like, this is how I cope, I could be so stressed, but immediately I go for a run, it helps me clear my air, it helps me clear my head rather, and I am able to think through the next phase of my life. But if something happens to you right now and you do not have those coping strategies already in your bag to just pull out and, you know, ready to drink, ready to use, ready to go, sometimes it makes the problem much harder. So one step that I could tell you, one homework before our next episode, find some coping strategies for yourself. It could be anything, as long as it works for you. As I said, mental health is somehow very solely based on individuality. That's why if you find something that works for you, well then, why not use something that's working for you? Because if it makes it much easier for your life, then that is so much perfect. Do not forget to do self-care. Self-care does not have to happen only when you are in a hard time. Self-care can be like your weekly thing. You could have 10 minutes of the week. You could have 20 minutes of the week. You could have a day to yourself. You could have 2 days. I mean, depending on your work schedule, your life, you know, timetable. Just always put aside time to relieve yourself of everything, to kind of make a plan for the future. And this is going to help you, you know, relax and be prepared for the next phase of your life, or for the next day, for the next project. So as we come to the end of the show, I can imagine you're wondering, what if, you know, I monitor my mental health and I notice something is not right, and I notice that, hey, I need to talk to someone, I need to talk to a professional, maybe I do need some help, I want to make myself better, I want to work on this. The first step that you can always remember is that you do not have to work on everything right away. You do not have to work on finding a solution for everything right away. You can always pick one, you can always pick two, so that you're able to keep track of your progress. And the first thing I'd say is talking to a professional, because that always helps. If you talk to a professional, most times even just one visit could be enough for them to tell you, oh, maybe you need some more rest, maybe start journaling, maybe you need this. The whole point is, I do not want anyone to feel like, what if you feel like something is wrong, it cannot be worked on, because that is actually not true. As long as you decide to make yourself better, as long as you're like, you sit down and you're like, I have gone through this, I have monitored my mental health, and I feel like maybe I need to change this, I need to change this, but maybe you're not sure where to change, one therapy visit could help, one counseling visit could help, one group therapy could help you to make that decision and to kind of come to the conclusion, oh, I could do this better, I could help myself in this way. So I hope everything that I have come to, that I have said, is going to help you. And just for a recap, we have talked about monitoring our mental health, what is healthy, what is concerning, and we have given so many examples, like, you know, it could be a change in your routine, it could be a change in your eating ways, it could be a change in, you know, the things you used to love, and all those are ways you can, you know, monitor your mental health. We have talked about who can monitor our mental health, and I have provided a resource that you could use. I have told you how it could be your friends, your family, and how you can do it yourself. We have also talked about how we can monitor our mental health by ourselves, using journaling, using mood trackers, using these different applications that we could have. It could be a mood tracker on paper or on applications, it's up to you. Using an accountability partner is always such a good thing. And then we have talked about our next steps when you find that, when you've monitored your mental health and you're like, yes, I'm going in the right direction, how can we keep going in that perfect right direction? Then lastly, We also talked about how if you monitor your mental health and you feel like, I think something is not right, I think I need to talk to a professional. We have talked about going to see that professional and, you know, making a plan forward, making our lives better. Because, I mean, why not? If we can make our lives better, then why hold ourselves back? So, I guess you're wondering, how come I'm wrapping everything up in that 20 minutes of the show and yet my show is 30 minutes? Well, these last 10 minutes are going to be for questions from you guys, whereby I'll get to choose a question each episode and I'll get to answer it in these last 10 minutes. But for our first episode, I have this amazing mental health poem by the poetess called Rupi. I don't know if anyone has heard of her, but her poetry is amazing, Rupi Kaur, and we are going to kind of dive into it, and I hope you love it because it's amazing. When the world comes crashing at your feet, it's okay to let others help pick up the pieces. If we are present to take part in your happiness, when your circumstances are great, we are more than capable of sharing your pain. Isn't this poem just amazing? And I guess it kind of does touch into the fact that we don't need to do this alone. That mental health sometimes is something that we cannot tackle alone, and we need a support system. And as we mentioned before, friends and family are some of the most important people that we can use to help monitor our mental health, because we are around them so many times. And as she said in the poem, if we are there to celebrate with you when you're happy, we are there to celebrate with you when things are going perfect, things are working out great, things are, you know, amazing, they are moving on perfectly. Why can't we be there for you as a community, as best friends, as family, as friends, in the times where it's not so great? So guys, I guess this is one thing we should take away from this. A support system is very important, and sometimes the only way through is with someone. Wow, I swear that's not like, it's original, it's not taken from anywhere. But the whole point is, just always let someone hold your hand, always let someone, you know, if there's someone that's willing to be there for you. This is something that we don't find every day, and it's a bit hard already with COVID going around and with us trying to stay safe, us trying to keep our families safe, us trying to keep our jobs in touch. We are trying to keep school in touch too. If you have a support system, that's amazing. Let your support system be there for you, let them support you, and I really hope you guys have an amazing week. I will see you again next Tuesday, and yes, ensure to get vaccinated, and I hope all of you have listened and have gotten informed about the new policies that the Manitoba government has given us. And thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you loved this, and see you again next week. I can't wait for your questions, and thank you very much.